The Graham Factor. Introduction.
Dr. James Dobson, founder of the powerful and influential Christian ministry, Focus on the Family, added a postscript to a letter sent to members. A brand new Gallup poll was released this week. According to the latest survey, 74% of Americans indicated they have made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, compared to 66% in 1988 and 60% in 1978. 95% of those professing a relationship with Christ were willing to call it a born-again experience. Pretty impressive, until you realize this letter was written in 1990. After 15 years of moral decline unprecedented in American history, these glowing statistics indicated only one thing: things were not what they seemed. However, Dobson gives us an insight into how to make sense of the amazing statistics. Even if only half of these are what might be considered valid spiritual commitments, only God knows, the number is still encouraging. Those 22 words contain the problem in a nutshell. While rejoicing that perhaps 74% of Americans are saved, he casually acknowledges the possibility that half of them could be deceived. This blasé attitude would be acceptable if he was talking about how many Americans believe in God, or think they are basically good, but he's referring to people who believe they are going to heaven, because they said a salvation prayer. And to make matters worse, most of these people believe there is no way they can lose their salvation, no matter how they live their lives. According to Barna Research Group, these unfortunate individuals make up most of evangelical Christianity in America. No wonder the Christian right movement is a mile wide, but only an inch deep. Why the majority of Americans think they are Christian, while they act like heathen. Why 88% of the children raised in evangelical homes leave church at the age of 18, never to return. Why the divorce rate of evangelical church members is virtually the same as the general population. The scandal of modern evangelism isn't a scandal like Watergate, it's much more serious. In this scandal, people don't go to prison, they go to hell. Are we fulfilling the Great Commission or just fooling ourselves? Billy Graham said that perhaps only a fourth of the decisions made at his crusades, including those who receive counseling and long-term follow-up, result in people being born again. But modern evangelism theology dictates that we tell everyone who repeats a salvation prayer they are saved. This deplorable practice has become commonplace in most evangelical churches, giving the vast majority of those who walk away from the altar a false sense of security. When Christianity was legalized in 4th century Rome, the number of proclaimed Christians grew from 10% to over 90% of the population in fewer than 100 years due to admitting heathen who were willing to perform a symbolic act. The fact that churches were watered down by worldliness was looked on as a necessary evil in the interest of survival and expansion of the faith. As a result, Christianity became the establishment religion during the most decadent period of Roman history. A similar condition exists today in America. Since the 1950s, the number of evangelicals has increased in proportion to the use of the salvation prayer system. We are now the establishment religion, but at what cost? The decline of evangelical holiness has left us unable to stop the moral freefall of our society. Most pastors have a don't ask, don't tell policy toward sin in their congregations. Dr. Rod Bell, president of the Fundamentalist Baptist Fellowship of America, believes 50% of people that go to church are lost. Evangelist Louise Palor said of the 80% of Americans who claim to be Christian, few live any differently from pagans or atheists, as though God has no claim on their lives. Dr. James Dobson admitted, the majority of Americans are dabbling in religious expression that has no substance. Bill Bright said, many who call themselves Christians are not really biblical Christians at all. Although they may be religious people who attend church regularly, they have never experienced a new birth and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Bright blamed our backslidden state on lack of sanctification. As you learn about modern evangelism, you'll see the obvious truth. 100 years ago, evangelists were ecstatic if 10% of the people who came forward for altar calls were born again. Today, a 100% success rate is assumed. Either we've improved the way we deliver the gospel, or our methods are producing a staggering number of stillbirths. And we are exporting our methods. I've sat through more than a few missionary presentations in which I was expected to believe village natives who had never before heard the gospel all got saved after a single sermon. how different this is from the experience of missionaries before the 20th century. Adoniram Judson, America's first foreign missionary to India, worked for 7 years, before gaining his first converts. David Livingstone, missionary to Africa, worked 4 years, before anyone was saved. William Carey, British missionary to India, worked 7 years, before he saw his first salvation. Even today, when native missionaries labor for the lost and untouched Indian villages, one or two converts the first year are considered very good. But send an American evangelist to that same village with a Jesus film and everyone gets saved.